Animal cruelty. Animal advocates say research shows there's a link between childhood cases involving violence against animals and violence against humans. Keone Vaughn is on the board of Animal Crime Stoppers and is here to tell us more about the organization. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I've heard a lot about Honolulu Crime Stoppers, you know, dealing with that program over the years, but I hadn't really heard much about Animal Crime Stoppers. Tell me about that.
Sure. So Honolulu Crime Stoppers began Animal Crime Stoppers in early of 2001 and formed a partnership with the Hawaiian Humane Society. And its goal at the time was to provide tips to prevent animal cruelty. And what we noticed throughout the years, many years, is that the level was really for felony animal cruelty only. And there's not a lot of felony animal cruelty going on right now, or has been, so we've decided to lower that threshold to include all types of animal cruelty. And so that's what we're here today to let the public know.
So you just did that this year?
Yeah, we just did that, implemented this year. So Crime Stoppers will pay up to $1,000 in reward for tips leading up to the arrest of anyone abusing animals.
And so is the number different from the regular Crime Stoppers number that folks call?
It's still the same number and it's still the same process. It's 955-8300, or you can do Star Crime on your cell phone.
Okay. And so what types of cases are we talking about? Because we often hear, you know, neglect. We hear issues surrounding like puppy mill organizations, that kind of thing. But what else is out there?
So it can be from the most egregious cases like the puppy mills, or even this dogs left in a car with the windows up and the dog is suffering, or animals left without any food and water and shelter. So again, we are trying to break down the barriers and really try to protect animals in our community, because we do believe that there is a link between abuse towards animals and abuse towards people.
And you mentioned earlier when we were talking this morning that you came across a case involving a situation where you were called about animal abuse and found something that was happening with kids.
Yeah, so in my early years at the Humane Society, I was assigned to a case and investigated a puppy mill situation where there were dozens and dozens of dogs living in really squalid conditions. It was really horrific, and we even had a hard time coping with the conditions of the animals, but we quickly saw that there was also some child abuse going on. And so that was my actual first interaction with the link between human abuse and animal abuse. So we got the CPS involved, and CPS was able to rescue the kids and prevent them.
Right. So it's really then the help that you can give a community goes much deeper than animals. It can affect the welfare of a family and young children.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's why we really took a hard look as the board of directors and looked at all of our programs and really decided to focus this year on our Animal Crime Stoppers program.
Is it the idea then, if you get a call and you can flag these cases or these situations, that there can be some kind of intervention so it doesn't escalate to something worse?
Sure. And I think, you know, what we're here to do is break down the barriers and provide an outlet for the community and the neighbors. You know, if you see something going on that doesn't look right with an animal or any kind of crime, many people kind of hesitate because they're in fear of retaliation. So what Crime Stoppers does is we provide that anonymous way. You call into Crime Stoppers and you can give us a tip. You remain completely anonymous. There's no caller ID. There's no recorded conversations. We take that tip and then we forward it on to the reporting agencies. And they, in turn, will investigate without any kind of retaliation. And if that tip is successful, you can get rewarded up to $1,000.
Okay. And so the idea, though, is if you can get the information to, let's say, the police officers, you can either intervene early on or flag a situation where if it becomes a felony case that you have them on the right track.
Absolutely. So we refer the animal-related cases to the Humane Society for follow-up and all the other cases to the police department. And it's really important to know that a lot of people don't realize that we're a completely independent nonprofit run by a board of volunteers a board of directors that are volunteers. So we are an independent organization separate from the police department, but have a partnership with them, obviously.
And then what about situations where we've seen the hoarding of animals? Because I think looking back at the cases that I've covered personally, there were folks that had an illness and were hoarding animals and loved the animals and felt that they were doing everything to help and protect them, when in reality is that the animals were in such poor shape that they were really hurting them.
Right. So that's where I've personally investigated dozens of hoarding situations. And it's a very sad situation for not only the animals, but the individual themselves, because as you mentioned, it is an illness. So there's a lot of follow-up going on that needs to happen to prevent it from reoccurring. And so with the public's tips, we get that first call to be able to intervene as quickly as possible. And if it continues, then we can rely on that tipster to let us know that it's happening again.
Are those some of the hardest cases, the hoarders?
I think, my passion has always been about both animals and people, but specifically last 15 years has been animals, and any animal abuse is hard for me personally. Hoarding cases are probably one of the most difficult to rectify because of the mental illness going on.
Right, and then you do have to, I think, surrender the animals, right? I mean, if they get taken into the Humane Society for care, immediate care, I know the Humane Society sometimes wants to find new homes, permanent homes for them, but there's that whole thing of they've got to relinquish ownership, and sometimes that's hard for people.
Very, very hard to recognize that what they're doing is actually hindering the animal and not helping. So it's a complicated dance, if you will.
What about for large animals? Because we've seen cases where there is neglect with, let's say, horses who are just left out in a pasture and there's not much, you know, food to feed on and maybe no water.
Yeah. So we have had calls in the past when I was at the Humane Society where we had 7 horses that had no water for a very long time. And so those are the kind of situations that we are asking the community to call Crime Stoppers and report those tips so we can immediately outsource those tips to the appropriate agencies and respond quickly and save those animals before it's too late.
Now, Crime Stoppers has a fundraiser coming up next month. Tell us about that.
So we have this will be our 12th annual fundraiser. And again, all the monies that are raised go towards paying out the rewards. And our theme this year is to focus on our Animal Crime Stoppers program. So we've titled it Felines, Canines, and Wines. And that's on April 6th at 5:30 p.m. at the Honolulu Country Club. We do have sponsorships available, and our tickets are $100. And we're still looking for silent auction donated items. We have right now about 50 items with a value of over $10,000. So if you have the time and you'd love to support our Animal Crime Stoppers program, we encourage you to come out.
So this is a fundraiser for Honolulu Crime Stoppers in general, but the focus is highlighting the changes with Animal Crime Stoppers.
Correct. So we'll be going over our program and encouraging people to help get the word out, and also we'll be giving people ways to be a partner in helping solve animal abuse in Honolulu.
Okay. And you also mentioned that Crime Stoppers has a student Crime Stopper program, but that's going to be another story.
Yes.
Another day.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks so much. Keone Vaughn is with Animal Crime Stoppers. To learn more about the organization and the upcoming fundraiser, visit the Conversations Facebook page.